$1 million a day. You say, wow, that's a lot of money. It is. But do you know Warren Buffett can pay and not know he did anything? Warren Buffett can pay for a few years and it won't scratch him. Did you hear what I said? Yeah. Warren Buffett can pay for a few years alone and it will hardly be noticed in his body. Bill Gates, I don't know about now, but then he could fund that for a number of years without exerting any energy. They will pay him dividends in 1 year. It's $4 billion. He can give, if he wanted to, he could give that to TBN. And tell TBN, when you finish spending it, call me back. That's going to take you 4 years. 10 years, sorry. At less than $400 million a year. How long is that? 10 years. So, may God bless you.
Amen.
That's what I'm talking about. Not say he sold shares, that they gave him dividends. You know the way GTB sends you 2005 and you're like, that my investment is producing. At the end of the year, you give a man money and TBN can't spend it in 10 years. You know, when I first told you $1 million a day, your eye opened. Now, I've told you something else. Now, what's going to open again? Maybe your head. And like one article that I was reading, we published in our magazine that we're talking about, I read it on Charisma. But someone like that, Warren Buffett, man, I think he owns only one house. I don't know how many he owns, but I know he has lived in the same house for 40 years. 40 years. The same house. Maybe 4 bedrooms. For 40 years. Please understand. So people understand how we are preaching prosperity. It's not about praise God. I've seen my new car. You know people were raised in poverty and their brains have not been delivered from poverty. Peter Daniels, I told you about, they said the man owns, each time he has one pair of shoes and one car. Yet, the man has given out hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars offering. Please, I'm bringing an issue. So you see, that's how the word of God is. Some people were thinking that your vision in life before now, once I graduate, start my own business, me too, I must build a house. You know, there are things that angels want to obtain permission to flog you over. You're making it a goal and vision in your life. Me too, I must build a house. So it's an achievement. Next time, I'm going to talk about things you must not pray about. I will challenge you about some things. Go and read the scriptures. Jesus said, these are things that only Gentiles pray about. That these are prayer points for Gentiles. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, one day, me too will fly a plane and I will go abroad. I must see that Dubai, I must see that London. In the name of Jesus Christ. Embarrassment in heaven. He said, did you hear that prayer? If it was possible, we would have shut the door so that God wouldn't know what's going on there. This is embarrassment. There's a prayer point. You go and take a picture of Los Angeles and put it on your wall. One day. Oh, please, don't do it again, amen? Let me tell you the kind of thing you will do. I told you last time, or a few times, some time ago, that your son will come from school. And you know what he came to tell you? Daddy, can John come with us? Who is John? His friend in school. That is, you have to pay the flight for John. Give John pocket money because he's your son's friend. And then I didn't tell you this one. Your daughter was also here. And that, you know, Angela too would like to come. And you're not talking about it though. It's not as if, let me ask your mother what she thinks about spending this amount of money. That is, the disturbance is more expensive than the flight ticket money. I told about the man that they stole his car and the driver ran down home. Daddy, hey, the wife said, if you wake him up, he will sack you. What did they steal? They stole maybe a Land Cruiser. Just ordinary Land Cruiser, 14 million. Now you won't wake him up. And truth, when the man woke up, like, what happened? They stole the car. Okay, who sold it to us that time? Call them whether they have another one. It's not, let's go to the DPO. We have to go and see the DPO. That was the man that when I gave him to Jesus on his birthday, everybody got, oh, they bought him a brand new, not too small, that Jaguar. He got there and said, ah! No, they know this kind of, they cover your eyes, say, surprise, surprise. So they got, okay, daddy, come, surprise, surprise. He got there. They opened his eye and then he showed him the car. Ah! He said, the man looks, man, that's a car for the boys, man. He thanked everybody, went back to the house. He never remembered the car again. Never entered it, never opened the door. Not out of pride, though. He didn't remember. Like everybody gathered and said, what will we buy for this man his birthday? They finally gathered themselves, bought a very beautiful Jaguar. And they came and showed. And he thanked everybody, blessed them. And you know, from inside the house, he came and saw the car. Ah, thanked everybody. Said, ah, that's a very nice car. Man, this is a young man's car, man. You know, young at heart. You know, healed everybody. But he spoke in Yoruba. He said, ah, moto awon boys near. You know, that kind of thing. That's how he said it. And he went back to the house and never one day stepped into it. Not because he was proud, though. The old man didn't remember. You know why? There are too many. Car is not his problem. It's you that say, oh, praise God, tomorrow morning I'm going to go and shop with that. You know, he didn't remember. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. What is the point I'm making from there? That people need to understand that is what the word of God stirs up inside you. And I will say you must understand sound doctrine. I was saying that. You must. Once I listened to a man, and this is a man who I believe is extremely skilled in the word of God. And he described his season. I believe he has passed that season, at least to a large extent. An old man now. He described a season in his life in which he described how money was with him. If you needed 50 naira or $50, you have like 51. Maybe next time you have 49. He was always on the edge. Listen to this. He was a faithful tither. So when he walks in the withholding tax of tithe into his needs, you know what they call withholding tax? Some of you do business contracts, you know what I'm talking about. You now say, God, I need $85. God will actually give him 85.50 or 86. Now, I listened to him one day and he was talking and talking. Ah, after I listened to the whole thing, and he was speaking so glowingly about that season. So that one day when he did $85 and he got $150, he got confused. He actually had to pray, God, what this $70 on top? Is somebody going to fall sick? Is this emergency money in case of crisis? He was a bit confused, like, what do I do with this $70 extra? And I remember, when I was reading that, I said, sir, they did not teach you about the God of abundance. Listen, nobody knows everything. And that's why you must continue learning. They did not. I was with a pastor yesterday. We were just talking a few days ago, maybe not yesterday. And he described one big fellowship in Nigeria that he preached to. For every month he will come do a program for them or preach for them. And for 12 months, they did not one day give him transport fare. And that the last day in December, one woman said, oh, you have been such a blessing. She dashed him 500 naira. Well, that was some time ago. Let's assume it's today. And the woman dashed him 2,000 naira after 1 year of laboring for them monthly. I said to him, I said, don't be angry with them. They were not taught. I mean, an issue. Listen, doctrine is important. The word of God must stir something inside you. That's what I'm going to bring out. This man, with all the knowledge he had, he, for one reason or the other, his eyes skipped that area. The revelation was not given to him, and he was living on the edge for decades. Listen to me, it's not humility, it's ignorance. The same God that drew in $85 could have brought 850. Are you getting my point? It's whether you understand. Listen, you may say, what will he do with it? It is selfishness if you tell me what will he do with it. What that means simply is that in the time of crisis, nobody can get $30 from him. That's all it means. Let's stop being selfish. It means in the time of crisis, if somebody needed $10, he did not have it to give. When I read that, I said, this is Ignorance. Somebody, I don't mean it as an insult. I said somebody did not preach to him the God of abundance. And when they did, he rejected the doctrine. And listen, and that's a matter of fact. Listen, I told you before, when it comes to the move of God, people talk about the move of God, that this move has passed. I said, moves don't pass. They come, establish something in you until that thing becomes normal. Then another move comes to establish something in you, adding normalcy in that area to the former normal you had. When the gospel of prosperity came, please, anybody who rejects that gospel rejects it to his own peril. Everything comes with excesses. Most of the boys who call themselves men, this is that preach prosperity, don't know anything about it. I see them. What do they know? All they know how to do is raise offering. I was somewhere the other day, somebody gave an offering of 10,000 naira. The following day, he made a million. That's not what we are talking about. All they do is raise offering. All the apostles of prosperity that I know, they are offering raisers. They don't know jack about prosperity. The true prosperity message, when it came, those who got it, you understand my point? The abundance entered into their lives. Doesn't mean they became covetous. It just means if TBN is going to spare, and TBN is not the only Christian network that's going to be on this side, you know. And I told you before, TBN is a church network. Christian network, I'll tell you about Christian network. Christian network does not carry the name church. It's just a network. It can just be a business network. That's real Christianity. That's what I'm talking about. Real Christianity. It doesn't have to, that is, let me not even go there. I don't have time to explain it. The point I'm making that when TBN had to come and spend $1 million a day, the money had to come from somewhere. If you have not believed the gospel of prosperity, you cannot participate in that. That's what it means. So when the word of God comes into somebody, it stirs up desires, it stirs up prayer points. And those prayer points are the will of God. I hope you are getting my point. Listen, let me just drop this one for you. I was just saying that TBN is good, though. I'm not saying it's not good, but it's church network. What I'm talking about is Christian network. Christian. You know, for example, I was reading something on Charisma Magazine. They're talking about how a homosexual man took a gun, went to a place where these conservative people, mostly Christians, had their office, and decided to shoot and kill people. He injured a guard, but the guard was strong and alert, and God, I believe, gave him the wisdom and the strength. He wrestled the gunman down, took his gun from him, and held him till police came. Now, this is the gist about it. Number one, he did not shoot the gunman. Did you notice? He wrestled the guy down. Being injured, he was shot in one arm. With the other arm, he wrestled this man, collected the man's gun, held the man until police showed up. He didn't shoot that guy. Typical American law allows you to shoot him and kill him there. He did not. What am I saying? True Christian man. This is a point about it. The best coverage he got in any TV network in America was 20 seconds. This is the gist I'm giving you. The best coverage on TV was 20 seconds. But if it was a homosexual gathering and one conservative, whether it's a Christian, a Muslim, or a pagan, shows up and fires into the air to disperse them, and they killed him, you will watch it on CNN for a week. They will show it every day. They will have discussions on how the Christians and the conservatives are spreading hate. How they are making people hate homosexuals. Can you see? Can you see? If somebody blows up an abortion clinic, you will see it every day for 1 week. How these conservatives are spreading hatred. But when it was the other way around, when a homosexual man went fired to kill at a gathering at the office of conservatives and Christians, injuring one of them, and that one did not even kill him when he wrestled him down, the TV people didn't want to show it at all. Ravi Zacharias described how they did a major program on a campus. The campus magazine did not carry it. Yet, there was a gay parade. It was cover, front cover. Please, I'm bringing an issue for you. You see that the world has an agenda. Are you getting what I'm saying? Satan has an agenda. Now, let me get back to why I brought up the issue. So when we're talking about a Christian network, it is not that we shout, we're a Christian broadcasting zone. No. It is that we see news and we are fair in broadcasting. You get what I'm saying? And this is Jesus I'm coming to. Nobody's going to give you an offering that time. You know, TBN, people give them offering. But to run a real Christian principle network, it may be a basic business. Nobody's giving you an offering. You need as much money as TBN has, yet nobody's going to give you an offering. Where would the money come from? I'll tell you where it come from. You'd better have believed in the gospel of prosperity. Because if that word had been inside you, it will come out and produce double the amount that you need. All this one of all I need in my life is just one small car to carry my children to school. Enough money to take care of my single wife and four children I'm going to have. In fact, why should you have four children? Things are hard these days. You have one and a half if allowed. And they come to church thinking that I'm a humble person. All these people that believe in prosperity, they don't know the word of God. They are proud. No, it's ignorance. It is what? Ignorance. That's why I wrote that book. So we pay for this. If I was discussing with the man of God that I was with a few days ago, I told him that he was angry. I said, oh God, don't be angry with people. I said, do you know I went to preach somewhere and a consultant, listen, a specialist doctor did not know in the year 2011, that was last year, he did not know that Kingdom World Ministries was paying to be on television. I don't know what I heard what I said. A committed Christian, they invited me for a program. Committed, said, oh God, we don't see you on television again. I wrote the book inside that book, so we'll pay for this. Oh God, we don't see you on television again. I didn't tell you, we're just talking about those people that even wasting our money. He said, which money? I said, 30 minutes, we're paying 32,000 naira. If you saw us on that TV station, that was Kingdom Africa when it started. You know, we were on Kingdom Africa for some weeks. I said, each 30 minutes you saw us, we were paying 32,000 naira. The guy's mouth open. I had to help him bring the mouth back up. That was a joke anyway. So I said, what did you think? He said, Oga, you were paying. I'm like, wait, come. What did you think? He said he thought that my message was so powerful, they just said to me. I said, I wish it was so. But it's not so. You see that when you cross your leg, you watch us, 32 grand just dropped. Every minute, 1K. A little extra. I began to give him facts and figures. When I tell you in Kingdom World, we spend like 400K a month. It's paying broadcast. Oh, you think it is free? Oh my God, it's not free. This month I have to give them $1,250. For this month we are in. A friend of mine came from UK when we were driving. I said, I heard that. So we're just talking. We were on Cosmo that time. And I mentioned how much we were paying. He was driving. We're on Bisala Road here. He was surprised. You give them money. What is wrong with you people? You give them money. I said, wait. Why do you think Cosmo is broadcasting us? And he thought we were providing content for them. Yee. That time, each 30 minutes on Cosmo was 15,000 naira. And it was cheap. Ha! Do you know? Okay, that's why I wrote the book. So we'll pay for this. Many people don't realize this thing's being paid for. And when those who now realize it, Oga must have money. But they went to the back of his house, they saw the tree. And the money go plug gold. Sell them for market. That's how some people think of. That's how you sit down, you are preaching. People will be writing you a letter, please. Oh, I have school fees to pay. I say, come and collect it. When you reach, I'll tell you what it is. You thought it was come and collect the school fees. No, come and collect beating. When you reach, I go beat common sense into your brain. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Now, the point I just make it, look, listen. For you to be able to participate in paying for that, it's not about having money. Somebody says it's not about having money. What is it about? It's about having doctrine. It's about having understanding. It's about having knowledge. It's about knowing the truth. When you have understanding, you have the correct doctrine, you have the knowledge. Listen, you will wake up one day, you will, that is, you will have, the Bible says that he's able to make all grace abound towards you. That you having all sufficiency in all things, we are bound unto every good work. Listen, I don't believe churches you go, you know, we are doing launching, you invite politicians, invite businessmen. There are things that, again, we're talking about doctrine. There are things I have never done, I will never do. And there are things that are totally out of order. I don't think it is right. You know why? Because, in fact, let's not even discuss why it is right, but why it is wrong. Because, you know, there's something about spirit. Are you getting my point? When Jesus talked about the widow's mite, I preached the principle of the widow's mite before. The widow's mite, there's something about that widow's mite. All right? It's a spirit that it carries. All right? But that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about, what Christians are supposed to do is to just teach the correct doctrine. Don't look for a big man. Don't look for a rich man. As a preacher, as a head of such a network, or whatever it is, what do? Teach the correct doctrine. Again, if you're a Christian, just a believer, you're not the one teaching now, what will step you into those realms in life is to believe the correct doctrine. It doesn't matter who your father is. It doesn't matter whether your father never left the village, never went to school, doesn't know what is going on. It does not matter. Hey, let me tell you also, it does not matter whether you went to school or not. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about how skilled you are in doing business. We are talking about what exactly it is that you have believed. If it is the doctrine of God that you have believed, if that word, I was using abundance as an example, if that word has come into your life, you know, I said something that, was it here I said it? That the word is alive and active. When we say the word is alive and active, what it means is that if you believe that word, read Isaiah chapter 34. It says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. None of this will fail. Are you getting my point? He said, because the mouth of the Lord has commanded, therefore his spirit has gone out and it has what? Gathered. That is, if you believe the correct doctrine and you speak the right words, no matter how unqualified you are, those things that you have believed, they will come to pass. That's why, you know, when I first mentioned that TBN spent $1 million, they said, what? But I told you, Bill Gates could have paid for 10 years from 1 year's earning. So you realize that it's a small thing for God to do. What am I talking about? We don't form our desires by, you look outside, hey, somebody has bought a car. I start praying in the name of Jesus, I need a car. No, forget all of those things. Look, honestly, just read your Bible. That's a summary. Let me put it like that. Just do what? Read your Bible. Listen to preaching. Listen to the word of God. Look, one day you wake up in the morning and say, wait, the word of God says that it is not good for a man to be alone. Therefore, I'll make him help. I'll make a help meet for him. You just think about it for a moment. Say, ah, what is it, sir? I think at this stage in life, I think this help is just appropriate. You say it next day, a young lady that missed her road will just knock on your door. Please, I'm looking for direction to this place. And it's the Holy Spirit that sent her. He said, arise, kill and eat. It's called the word became what? Flesh. I'm telling you. Let's go back to that. Use that example of that word of abundance I talked about. That man of God was saying, if somebody had taught it to him and his heart had been opened and he had imbibed it, that story would not have been necessary in that period. What he was telling about needing $80 and getting $81. He would not have been able to remember what he needed. Because of what? Abundance. He would have met his own need, met the needs of other people. If the word enters, what Satan tries to do to us in life is to distract us. They think, look, you know, Christianity, I told you, you are not a normal person. Are you getting my point? Things don't happen to you normally. Christians don't prosper because they are connected, they know people. No. They prosper because they believe the word of prosperity. That's all. Satan wants to tell you that, listen, the problem is that you don't know people. So people wake up in the morning, you don't have a good degree. There was a time everybody say, if you can just get an MSc from UK, you will get a good job in Nigeria. It works for a season. Now, bring an MSc from Mars. Nobody's employing you. You know why? Every Tom, Dick, and Harry now has it. And the UK people say, mercy money. They began to sell it online. You can get an MSc from the University of Liverpool from Nigeria. It's not free. is 10,000 pounds and more. If you don't believe, they so want it that go to University of Liverpool website, put in your phone number, they will call you. They put it there. Put your phone number, we will call you. Why are they calling you? It's business. They say these Africans, they want UK degree. So now every jack has an MSc from UK now. Nobody hiring again. So what do we need? We now need PhD from Australia. And you see Christians are running up and down. Running up and down. Tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. I told you before, the head does not wag. It is the tail that wags. Oh, God, don't come. Fing, 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 like this. It is tail that wags. When you're running up and down, the world prospers like this. Run that way. You're not a head. This is how Christians prosper. They believe the truth. And the word becomes flesh. Are you getting my point? Are you saying, money will not drop for me from above? I didn't say so. I said, the world starts arranging your own events for you. Now, after a while, somebody starts describing your events as the way to prosperity. They've missed it again. Please, I hope you're following my point. What's the Christian's duty? Believe correct doctrine. What do you do? Believe the correct doctrine. That's why I wrote the book, Should I Say Yes? A lot of people are praying about marriage matter and all of that. They don't believe anything. In fact, God said, if I give this girl a husband, two people go die. That is God don't look out. It's in the interest of peace and tranquility. Leave her alone. That is, and they pray, in the name of Jesus, I sow this seed towards marrying before December. God is looking. Marrying before December. If I marry you before December, two people will die in January. I ain't killing nobody yet. Say, elevate the valley. Bring down the hill. Make a smooth path for the Lord in the wilderness. Then the glory of God will be revealed. As our Christians get things in life, when they are transformed, all right, from inside, the word of God forms their desires. I was saying to you earlier, that somebody now gave me a book, Childless but Not Less. I said, where in the word of God is that preached? You want to rationalize failure for me? Don't help me with that. At least wait for me to fail first. At the age of 95, you can come and preach that message to me. No, is it 95? 101. Because until I hit 100, I ain't shifting. At the 101, I'll read the book. Now there's no example in front of me to follow. I'll now buy it, How to Cope with Childlessness. You know why? Because the word becomes what? Flesh. He said, in fact, let me just read the scripture. He said, be careful how you hear, because it's with the same thoughts. If I like the way Amplify says it, he said, with the same degree of thought and is the attention you give to the word, that determines the amount of virtue that will be revealed, that will be released to you. Let me read it from the Amplified. Mark chapter 4. First, I'll read it first from the New American Standard, which I read normally. He said, verse 24, and he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you, and more shall be given you besides. Let's read that from the Amplified. Amplified said, and he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue and knowledge that comes back to you. And more besides will be given to you. Who hear? That's what he was saying. Now, listen to this. I like the way he said, be careful what you hear. It is not everything people present to you that you are supposed to accept. I like what Kenneth Hagin said. Once they told him that as you are growing older, you start forgetting things. You know, people believe that. People believe it. You know, at my age, I don't remember things much anymore. And then you see a young boy, spiritually speaking, he's a young boy. He's just about 50 years of age. And they're just saying, at my age, I don't remember things anymore. By the time he's 60, at my age, I don't remember things anymore. And his brain is hearing it. So his brain starts forgetting His brain starts shrinking. And by the time he's 100, he won't make it to 100. He will have so forgotten how to live. He won't make it to 100. By the time he's 70, he can't recognize his children. And it's a matter of pride. You know, the other day, I saw Mike. I did not even know it was Mike. But laughing at bad thing. You've been laughing at bad thing. That nonsense. Kenneth Hagin said he was reading one day and he saw where Jesus was telling the parables about the parable about Lazarus and the rich man and Abraham. And Abraham said to the rich man, "Son, remember." Before then, he had read in, I think, Reader's Digest, that as he grew older, you know, because of my profession, I can give you all the lies we tell ourselves about it. Your vessels start getting sclerosed, blood supply to the gray matter starts reducing, then ischemia. Tell your neighbor it's a lie. It's a fast lie. Are you saying that they don't dissect the brain and see? They see it because they believed it. The word becomes what? Flesh. It will become plaque in your brain. If you believe it. Can you say it will start believing it? Then one day he read the Bible. And he said, "Son, remember." I said, "Wait, these people are dead. They were outside their physical body." And if you know medicine well, biology, you know the brain rots fast. If a man dies now, keep his body here, come back tomorrow. Outwardly, see the body intact. Open that head. Water. The brain rots very fast. So Kenegi said, "How can a man who's dead remember?" Then it dawned on him that you don't remember with your brain. That memory does not lie in the brain. It lies somewhere else. That's why a man can be out of the body and they'll be telling him, "Son, remember." So he told himself, "No matter how old I get, I ain't forgetting nothing." And as an old man, he used to tell stories of 60 years ago, as if they happened yesterday. I tell people, don't let them lie to you that you forget as you grow older. If you believe it, you will forget as you are growing older. You will start forgetting. Why? Because what you believe becomes what? Flesh. As a 90-year-old man, listen, this is how I'm going to preach. I will stand like this. Don't give me chair. I ain't sitting down until I finish preaching. I'll stand like this for 2 full hours. I will remind you of that time because you'll be alive and well too. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, I'll remind you of that time when I was telling you that if you live long enough, you will see more than you ever imagined. And you'll be nodding, say yes, yes. And so one boy will come and that's your grandson. He's now an MD of one multinational. Your grandson. Why? Because the word will become flesh. Let me tell you the truth. If you believe the truth, you won't die. You know why? You know why you can't just die like that? Because the word must manifest. It must. That's why when Abraham, they said, "Go and sacrifice your son." He said, "We'll kill him now." But the word must still manifest. So he said that me and this lad will go, will sacrifice and will return to you. Why? Because the word said, "In Isaac will your seed be." We're talking about learning and praying. Our prayer points are not stimulated by desires, natural desires. No. They are stimulated by the word that has what? Entered. Don't let anybody make excuses for Satan in your life. Because what will happen is that they are eroding your faith. God helped me so strongly those days. When every young man in Nigeria, my age, I don't come up for that age group now. When we were, early 20s, every day people analyze the troubles in the country. They analyzed why nothing can ever work. And while they are watching, people are prospering. Amen. Things are working. Amen. Yes, you don't realize things are working. You will look back and say, "When last did they take this life?" That's when you realize that they have not taken your life in about maybe let's just give it a few months. Maybe in 6 weeks, that's not blinked. Then you go and put it off. Unless you start thinking you are dead. You know what I'm saying? You heard the stories before of one man who told his children how heaven, trying to explain to children how nice heaven is. He said, "Nepa not the quench light for there. Water always runs, food there plenty. The place is fine. You don't see refuse on the road." So the man described to the children, "Heaven, you want to go to heaven? How many people want to go?" Yeah, they put up their hands. Yeah, you will give your life to Christ. You know, when the children give a life to Christ at the age of 5, I always laugh. They will do anything the father says, don't worry about that. All right, they give a life to Christ. So one day, the man had money, carry children, go to America. He didn't say anything. No. Oh, if when are we going to heaven? He said, when we'll have died, we'll go to heaven. So the children all agreed. So one day they went to America. Woke up, everywhere fine. Well, no refuse on the road. The roads were good. First day, you know, quench light. Anytime they open the tap, water they flow. Second day, you know, quench light. Anytime they open the tap, water they flow. Third day, the children looked at each other and said, we must be dead. They went to the father and said, tell us exactly, when did we die? Was it when we entered that place? Because this is heaven. We must have died. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now what have I said today? Let me just summarize. I just looked at my watch now. I've overshot my time. What have I said today? Listen. When we imbibe the word of God, we'll discover the things that have been given to us. Are you getting my point? We realize the things that are those things that are the wheat that God sowed into our lives, and we reject the things that the devil is trying to sow into our lives. We don't make excuses for Satan just because we are not yet experiencing the things that God has spoken. As we interact with God's word, the word enters into us and it brings forth desires. Are you getting my point? And once we discover those desires, that is what it means to pray according to the will of God. And then we have an answer to our prayers. Are you getting what I'm not explaining there? That is, the word becomes flesh. Let's not ever forget, we must be careful what we are listening to. Don't let the world sell you ideas that will bring short, all right, the glory that God prepared for you. Anything you discover in the word of God, that becomes your prayer point. The will of God is what? Is written. The will of God is written. Stability of faith is determined by what you are hanging that faith on. Are you getting my point? If you hang it upon what the word of God says, you get me? Then your faith will be stable. You will not be a double-minded man or a double-minded woman, unstable in all the ways so that God cannot give anything to the fellow. No. Your heart will be stable because it is hanging upon the word of God. I hope I've made my point today. Maybe next time, I wanted to conclude this today. I just remember one thing I have not preached on, so I'll do that next time. Because the Bible makes it clear there are things we should not pray about. There are things we must not pray about. There are things we can pray about. And there are things we must pray about. You understand? There are things that he will not do except we make statements concerning them. But there are things he said, don't bother about it. Though if you must say anything, it comes up, just make a declaration, make a confession, utter a prophetic utterance, and don't make it a matter of prayer. Don't get down home, as an example, and start praying. Call your wife and your children or your singleness. You are a single person, you stay there, you say, okay, tonight I will not sleep until God promises, or until God gives me the revelation that I will own a house. That's not a prayer point. It's a very stupid prayer point. You understand? There are prayer points you must never have. Tonight, all my enemies, they will somersault and die. It's against the will of God. It's a foolish prayer point. Churches shouldn't gather around on the somersaulting and the scattering and dying and the back to senderness of their enemies. Those things are not the will of God. Are you getting my point? You see, when Solomon did not ask for those things, God said, you mean you did not ask? I will give them to you. That is, there are things you ask for, and God said, foolish boy, give him anyway. But his prayer is a prayer of foolishness. Do you understand my point? Yes, we'll discover. And even, listen, last time, maybe if I remember, if I forget, this will remind me before I start teaching. You even be careful. As Christians, stop making vows to God. It's not necessary. It's not necessary. Say, God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you. Because I will slap you. Did I tell you I was lacking something? I told you I was broke. But if you give me 1 million, I'll give you 100,000 naira offering. Okay, since I have the 1 million, I'll just keep it. No, be so. I'll give you 1 million, you give me 100,000. Hey, it's my own. Now, let me a cuckoo keeper. Which kind of arrangement with that one? It's a nonsense arrangement. Don't vow any rubbish vow. You get my point? I'm going to vow things you will regret. The Lord is good. With God, you know, all those negotiations are not necessary. Just discover the will of God, pray about them, and forget it there. All right, the Lord is good. I hope you learned something today. If you did it, at least you laughed a bit today. The Lord is good. Let's bow our heads and give the Lord thanks. Just say, Father, we thank you. Thank you because your word is yeah and amen. Thank you because your word is recorded. Thank you because your will is recorded for me to read, understand. Maybe next time I'll remind us again. He said he came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, as many as received him, as many as, that is the word of God is Jesus. You see, to the Jew, God says something. He said, he went to them, they did not accept it. As many as received it, that to them that word will be manifested. I just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I thank you because I have received him. I have received the word of God.